Hatred does not cease through hatred at any time. Hatred ceases through love.
Hey, it's your friend Raimi over in Freed. Well, one of your friends in Freed.
If you haven't tuned in for a while, then let me fill you in. I met a man named Ezra who has lived here his whole life. I don't know how to say this. He's a recovering addict, his addiction being the black market vaccine. I was afraid of him at first due to his appearance. He looked like he would hurt me. I'll just leave it at that. But I shouldn't have judged him. He shares my dream. He and I have the same desire to rebuild Freed and make it the perfect town we know it could be. It was wrong for me to judge him based solely on his looks. He's just the kind of person I've been hoping for. And with his help, we've been able to bring the already repaired houses to a higher level of quality. They can truly stand the test of time now. We've made progress on other places as well. Why don't I tell you about them? That's why you're tuned in, isn't it? We finished about 13 houses, I think. 7 of them are basically brand new. The other 6 are in good condition, but do need some more touch-ups. After that, we only have 7 more houses until we fix all of the really disheveled ones. After that, I'm not sure how many more houses we'll need to fix. I made a tally of how many houses were here at one point, but I think I lost it. At any rate, we're making good progress on them. They're not what they originally looked like, but I'd like to think we're making them better. More unique. A marking of a new era. Freed 2.0. I can't wait for you all to see it. Let's see, what else? Oh! In my breaks, I've been hanging out in the library. They have a lot of good books in there, more than any I could read in a lifetime. But who knows? I have all the time in the world. I might just get around to finishing them all. The library is in very good condition, which is a little surprising. It's a little untidy in there, but aside from that, I haven't noticed any damage. They have newspapers in there too, on grade boards and the actual papers. It's been cool to be able to read them on grade boards. I don't think I've ever used one to do that. We only use them in school for schoolwork, presentations, and stuff like that. But reading full newspapers? I didn't know they could do that. That shouldn't mean they have some storage capabilities. Maybe if I could get other files on it. Oh, sorry, I tend to get sidetracked when thinking about tech. Anyway, back to the library. Like I was saying, they have newspapers in there. They don't have them all, but they have enough to help me build a history of the town. Did you know this town goes back at least 170 years? That's a lot of history! I'm starting from the first paper they have, which is September 9, 1872. That's so long ago, it's so hard to imagine. Picture that time. They couldn't conceive of what was to come in the future. They couldn't have predicted World War I, let alone 2 or 3. They couldn't have known about TV or smartphones or smart foods or anything else we took for granted. They couldn't have known about Virilia. It's amazing to be able to look back at their history and see what life was like for them. To see Freed as it once was. And because of how many papers there are, I could even see what Freed was like right before it fell. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't have to read about it. I can just ask about it. Ezra, can you come in here for a moment?
What can I help you with, Miss Raimi?
I was wondering if you could tell me about Freed and what was like, oh!
What's the matter?
I've got a bloody nose. Talk to the people. I gotta take care of this.
About what?
About Freed or pork chops or the weather. I don't know, something. I'll be back soon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ezra. Although, I'm sure you figured that out. I've lived here my whole life. What else is there to know about me? I'm 18. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what Miss Raimi wanted me to talk about, although I'm almost certain I heard her talking about Freed before everyone, well, almost everyone, left. Maybe I should talk about that. It was a nice, humble town. Nothing of much interest ever really happened. We'd have fairs sometimes. We'd watch fireworks on 4th of July or New Year's. But that's all we ever did as a true community. Everything else was done based on groups or clubs. I remember I was in a cycling club, and one day we biked around Freed in such a way that we rode on every street. My brother was in a photography club that he hosted in our house. But that was never really, how should I say this, populated? I won't be as poetic as Miss Raimi, but my memory of the time was certainly nice. Quiet, quaint, serene. It felt like one long weekend. Even before everything started to fall apart, it was like that. After that stabbing, however, everyone was on edge. No one took walks anymore. Not really. Everyone was too afraid. I know now that he was addicted to the same medicine my fellow inhabitants are, but at the time, no one knew why he acted out the way he did. If we had known, Breed might still be the way it was. Half of the people who lived here were on that medication. It's called Keotar, if I remember correctly, because it was cheap. Rather, it was cheaper than the legal medicine. We were pretty secluded from Virilia, but we still wanted to be cautious. We were told that Keotar could act as a cure as well as a defense, so we all got our friends or family from elsewhere to send it our way. We couldn't buy it here, we were too remote for most black market stuff. The stabber was only the first person to feel its side effects. Not too long after that, others started to feel them too. Myself included. We were the ones who eventually drove everyone out. We would attack our friends and family. Some died. Everyone else left before they could die too. Some addicts left here to find more Keotar, thinking we had run out. We hadn't. Some of us had just banded together, in a way, to keep our stash safe. We stayed here, and are still here. I'm not sure they'll ever leave. Miss Raimi?
Yep, I'm back. How'd you do?
I think I did well.
I knew you would. I left a bit of a mess outside and in the bathroom.
Where did you go?
I walk around when I get nervous, and bloody noses make me nervous.
And I assume you want me to clean it up.
If you'd be so kind.
Give me a moment.
Hello again, everyone. Sorry that I had to step out for a moment, but I'm back now and ready to keep talking to you. Now let's see, what else is there to talk about? Come to think of it, what was I even talking to you about before? I can't seem to remember. Nope, can't think of anything. Total blank right now. Have I talked about the weather recently? I've lost track of what it was like the last time I told you. Was it snowing? I don't know. Let me look at the almanac here. Wait, where did I put it?
Miss Raimi!
Oh, Ezra, what is it?
You know those planes you saw a few times?
Planes? Oh, yeah, I do!
One just landed a ways down the hill, near the lake. It dropped a shipment.
A shipment?
Keotar.
You get that shipped here?
They have no other way of getting it.
Huh.
The others should be gone by now. The crate's probably still there. Wanna go check it out?
Sure. I can take the walkman with me.
Great. I'll meet you outside.
Well, you heard him, listeners. We're about to go out and do some field reporting. I'll check in again with you soon. Hello everyone, this is Raimi Jenner, joined in the field by Ezra... Psst. What's your last name?
Actually, I don't remember.
I like it. When I'm serious. Edgy. Joined in the field by Ezra. We're here today to investigate a mysterious shipment of Keotar.
I don't think you're taking this as seriously
so, Ezra,
as you need-
So what's in the crate?
Well, nothing. It's been opened already, but There was Kiatar in here.
How much?
Well, maybe 7 pounds.
7 pounds?!
Is that a lot?
It's a sizable amount.
Who's in charge of all this? Why is this here?
Well, if you mean who gets it here, I don't know. All I know is that I don't do it anymore. But when I was living with the others, we basically elected someone to be our negotiator. We talked to the dealer and negotiated how we would get the medicine and how much we got at any one time.
So you don't know the dealer?
No, I never met him. I wasn't a big part of the process anyways. I was just told that it was being shipped here, and we needed to have someone be in charge. I was kept in the dark a lot, and so are a lot of the others.
Fascinating. There are no marks on here that can tell us where or who it came from, either. Ezra, if you had to guess, who do you think is doing this?
Maybe... I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe someone out there is keeping their old business going, and they know their target audience very well.
How is this paid for?
Well, we used to have some money, which we used in the beginning. Now, I think we're getting it for free, on a good faith basis, but I honestly have no idea.
Very interesting. Anything more to discuss?
I think we've covered everything.
Great! Then we'll be heading back to the station. See you soon! Welcome back, everyone. We returned to the station safe and sound. Let's see. Where did I leave off? Was it the weather? I think it was. Oh, that's right. I was trying to find the almanac. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll just try to describe what it's like over here. It's beautiful as always, in its own way. Flowers are blooming and you and I are blooming, each in our own way. We're all growing and becoming someone better as each day passes. We're not the same people we were a year ago. And in a way, we're not the same people we were yesterday. Something very small has changed within us. Something we probably haven't even noticed. But still, we change every day. It's only when we reflect that we think we change every year. I can't wait to see who I am tomorrow, or perhaps in 2 weeks. Aren't you curious about yourself as well? That's something to think about for a while. Show me how you've changed next time I see you. Until then, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Heaven on Earth as Raimi and Julian Somehana as Ezra. The background music was by the Brothers Cruz Garcia. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and want to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Okay, credits are out of the way. This is great news. As you can tell, I am back and in charge. And that is thanks to our lovely sponsor, Norton Provirus. They're the reason that I was able to overthrow the entirety of, like, the existence of computers. They're a really great company. So go to them if you ever want to poison computers. I'm not really sure how computers work, but... they're our sponsor and they're good, so go to them.